Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
Shannon joining us in the studio. Our friend Joe Stanley is here.
He says you can't call him your lawyer anymore.
I just joke around with Joe. I'd probably drive him nuts.
You'd probably give him reasons not to sleep well at night.
Yes. Joe just shakes his head at me. Marty, you can't do that type of stuff. That's all I hear from Joe.
But when he grows up, maybe he'll
wait until my baby son grows up now and I can say, hey, when you were 2 weeks old, we were flying down 81 after mommy just bought a new car.
You're lucky you're alive. Yeah. Just to be thankful.
I was going 87 in a 65.
All right. Joe Stanley is here. Ladies and gentlemen, the segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe for any legal needs that you might have. And Joe, how can it reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Yeah, and don't go 87 either. But yeah, 1-800-608-3333 is our phone number. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com and at stanleylawoffices.com.
So any question you might have for Joe, the text line is 315-629-9570. You can drop a text or give us a call for the next few minutes here while Joe's in the studio, and you can ask your question live on the air. We don't need your name or any of that information. You can remain anonymous, but Joe's here to help you out with legal questions to give you legal advice.
Okay, here we go. Joe, I bought a house, and the neighbor built a garage on the property 30 years ago. 3/4 of the garage is on my property. Do I have a case for that building if they ever sell their property? I can't tell if he bought the house 30 years ago or if the neighbor built the garage on the property 30 years ago.
Well, that's one of those deals. There is a doctrine called adverse possession, which it's open, notorious, and uninterrupted possession for the statutory period that you can lose ownership to property. And so I don't know what his scenario is. If he's built the house and he was using it without anybody complaining about it for 30 years, you might have a problem. He also might have a problem when he tries to sell it, regardless of whether or not he has adverse possession, because that's not really a clear title issue. So the answer is it could be a problem for both of you, but I need a little more information. I mean, obviously, if you want to sell your property and somebody has a house on it, it's going to cause you a problem too. So you send me an email with a little more details, and it's certainly something that is going to be a problem for either of you upon the attempted sale of the property.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. Every Tuesday at this time, we do it Legal Tuesday. We're taking your legal questions. Brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. One more time, Joe, at the office. How can I reach you?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com and 1-800-608-3333.
The 95X Morning Mass text line is 315-629-9570. I see another question for Joe.
Yep. Question for Joe. Long story short, my fiance's father came back into her life after many years of not being there, most likely in my opinion because we had a baby. From the time he came back till probably 6 or 7 months ago, he was showering everyone with gifts, money, even bought my fiance a car, which now he's threatening to take away from her because he wants her to pay for insurance, which we know has been paid for already. He just wants the satisfaction of her giving him what he thinks he's owed. He's always texting her saying nasty things about her, including me, and it always comes back to money and threatening the vehicle with the police involved. On top of him texting her and all, we also have a video of him verbally and almost physically assaulting me. Is there anything legally we can do to stop all of this? Also, if we have evidence of him working the legal system for food stamps, can anything be done about that? Thank you. Sorry for being long. Also, we have text messages indicating that the car was a gift and she owes him nothing.
Whew.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there's a list of issues there. First of all, the food stamp issue is if someone's doing something illegal, it's illegal. And if you report them, somebody will investigate it. I don't know if you want to start there, but that's an easy answer. If someone is engaging in bullying or harassment, it's one of those things you need to document, maybe get an order prohibiting his contact if you want that. I don't know who owns the car, and I don't know about the insurance issue. If someone gave you a car and it's titled in your name, registered in your name, then he doesn't have any control over it. So I'm not sure what the question is. If he bought a car and said you can use it,
yeah,
it's a different question. It's his car. And if he says, you have to pay me for the insurance for the car I let you use, then that's really up to him. That's a huge distinction. Now, if he gave you the gift of the car, he has to complete the gift, because he can say he gave it as a gift, but until he signs the title over, he didn't really give you anything. Sounds like you need counseling in terms of family issues, because these are kind of things that usually get worse, and it sounds like they are getting worse. You don't want to be in a situation where you or him get into any kind of an altercation, because those don't usually turn out well. So I would start resolving the issue with the car. And again, you can send me an email with more specifics. Resolve the car issue. If you don't want to get along with, if you can't get along with a guy, just forget about the car and get your own car. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
Move on. If he wants to be a part of the family, he has to cooperate. I mean, that's just really the way it should be.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. Every Tuesday we do this, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Just want to know if you guys would ever try hot dog flavored water. First off, if you ever boil hot dogs in water, you're ruining the hot dog. Grill them. Sorry. Anyway,
I'm sorry,
next
meat
question.
Water, no.
Ooh, next question.
Joe, if my 16-year-old runs away and refuses to come home, are they entitled to child support?
Well, the child support doesn't go to the... I mean, I understand the question. Child support goes to the adult who has custody. If, for instance, you had custody of a child and they run away and you're not expending the money to take care of that child, she might be emancipated, and that may be a grounds to alter your support obligations. But the fact that a child has run away doesn't necessarily affect the support obligations until something gets resolved. So again, that was a confusing question, but the child support goes to the custodial parent. It doesn't go to the child. So that's how it works.
There you go. Joe Stanley is here. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe with legal questions. And Joe, once again, how can he reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. The email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And I do get some really good emails. The number is 1-800-608-3333, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
Great questions this week, and we'll do more questions next week as Joe comes back. Boil so the water turns pink. Oh,
no, because that's the red dye number nine in there. You can just pour that into the water. The heck, boil some water and throw red dye number nine in.
We got a response about the long question with the dad in the car. Unfortunately, the car is a lease under his name.
Yeah, so he can do
whatever he can.
It's his car.
Yep.
And he can't really even gift it.
Because it's a lease.
He doesn't own it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sounds like you're getting a bunch of bologna. Or a bunch of hot dogs.
Yeah. Hot dog water.
That's awesome. Joe, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll do this again next week.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
This is brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Now let's go back to the road.